when our Lord describes the kingdom of heaven as a treasure, a pearl, and a drag net, he is describing us, the church. And he says, the church is like a net that catches so many different kinds of fish. And at the end of time, that net, that church, will be divided, the good from the bad. It's a powerful image because it says that that net, us, the church, you and me, this church contains both the good and the bad. You can see how it flows very naturally from the parable that comes immediately before this in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the parable of the wheat and the darnel, saying a very similar thing, that the church should contain both. The good are described by the parable of the treasure and the pearl. The good in that net are those who, like the parable of the treasure in the field and the pearl, see what is contained within the church as being something of infinite value. So much so that they pursue it completely. In the parable, the man finds the treasure and sells everything in order that he may own the treasure. Nothing in his life is permitted to come between him and this treasure of infinite value, or the pearl. He will sell everything in order to acquire this pearl that he realizes has such value. Those are the good fish. The disciple who understands what the church has to offer, not just in its visible sense, but far more interestingly, far more powerfully, what the church offers supernaturally, because what she offers is Christ. And the question is whether the disciple sees that offering of our Lord as being of infinite value, in which case Christ is pursued. The disciple longs for him, soaks in his words, wants to know more about him, wants to come closer to him, desires not only to learn, but then to put into practice, to live Christ's life now. What St. Paul calls reproducing the pattern of our Lord's death, that we may reproduce the pattern of his resurrection. This is the good fish, what St. Augustine calls the communio sanctorum, the communion of the holy ones, which he describes as being present within the church. But he also notices, as our Lord is pointing out in the parable, that there is more within the church than the communio sanctorum, the communion of the holy ones, those who have been touched by grace, who've responded to that, and now go in search of the Lord, have received conversion within the heart and in the soul, and long for Christ. Seek to put into practice the teaching of our Lord, not reluctantly and resentfully, but willingly and lovingly, imitating Our Lady, whose response to the angel, "Oh, that what you have said would be done to me, that it may be done to me." She wants it, what the Lord has asked of her. St. Augustine, thinking about this parable and a number of others, also talks about the communio sacramentorum. And that's the whole net, the entire church, all those who receive the sacraments of God. And he says, don't be shocked. Don't be surprised, my brothers, he says, that there are members of the communio sacramentorum, all those who receive God's holy life in the sacraments, who are not members of the communio sanctorum. In other words, that there are members of the church who resist conversion, who say the words, who receive God's holy sacraments, but with a heart that is untouched by the grace that is offered, a heart that is not converted in love to the Lord. And he describes them, he says, these are the ones who resist the call to be converted, who say the prayers, but have no desire to put them into practice, for whom worship is lip service, and that worship has no impact on the way in which they live their lives. St. Augustine says they are like the merchants who set up shop in the temple, those merchants whom our Lord expelled from the temple, because although they are in God's holy place, they are more interested in buying and selling, in the business of this world, and have no concern for the eternal life that lives beyond. He says these are the ones who, although they speak the words of the Our Father, are asking God to forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, are nevertheless those who refuse to forgive, who hold the anger, the criticism, those who have no interest in the mercy of God, those who would say, like the Pharisee in the temple, I thank you, God, that I'm not like him, because I am good, and this man is grasping, greedy, adulterous, just like the rest of mankind. It is quite a powerful image. This dragnet holds both. And St. Augustine spoke in those terms because he was appealing to the communio sacramentorum, all of us who receive God's holy sacraments, to do so with a soul that is open to what we receive, open to what God wants to do within us, open to the call from the Lord that we hear in the soul that is present within us every single day, a call that says, follow me. A call to a life of holiness, a call that is rooted in the desire that God has to see us not only as those who receive his love, but also as those who would give it. He appeals to his people in the communio sacramentorum to enter the communio sanctorum, the holy ones who are responding to the call of the Lord our God, who leave behind the old life and strive with every sinew, in whatever way is appropriate in the way of life that they live, to put into practice the teaching of the Lord our God, to love our enemies, to forgive and to be ready to forgive immediately and from the heart, a soul that desires to live in purity, a soul that is conscious of the dangers of greed or of avarice, of seeing the benefits of this life as being the only reason to live and the only goal for this life to be aimed towards, but instead, putting that aside, see the purpose of this life, in the words of St. Ignatius, ad maiorem Dei gloria, and to the greater glory of God, echoing the life of Our Lady. How may I live today in order to honor and to praise the name of the Lord my God, who made me, my Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who poured out his blood for me? How can the soul created by God move towards God and put aside, as in the parable of the treasure in the field or the pearl of great price, put aside everything in order to accomplish and to claim this extraordinary gift that God places before us, eternal life through communion with his own divine Son, our Savior Jesus Christ? My brothers and sisters, St. Augustine, picking up the words of our Lord, appeals not only to the people of his own day in the year 400 and whatever it was, but to the people of Paignton in the year 2014. To make use of the grace, the life of God, that he makes available to us through these holy sacraments, that we may not simply repeat the language of worship, say the prayers, but with hearts that are far from the Lord, hearts that don't desire to be converted and healed by him, but instead with hearts that have begun to burn for love of the Lord, hearts that want to know our Lord more fully, souls that desire to put into practice this extremely demanding and yet divine way of life that he places before us. My brothers and sisters, ask the Holy Spirit during this Holy Mass to give us the grace to desire to be of the communio sanctorum, the communion, the body of the holy ones, those who hunger and thirst after Christ, who seek for ways to conform our lives more fully to the voice and the call of the Lord, to the love that is the Sacred Heart, and to be prepared, as in the parable of the treasure in the field and the pearl of great price, to put aside everything for love of the Lord our God, and to direct our lives towards him in terms of our families, in terms of our friendships, in terms of our work, in terms of how we can offer ourselves to the well-being of God's holy church, this parish, the Communio Sacramentorum. When I was a boy, I heard from my mother that after I was born, and the same was true when my mother gave birth to my brother, that holding her newborn son in her arms for the first time, my mother paused to ask herself the question, imitating, if you like, the reading we've just heard, imitating Solomon, what should I ask of God for my son? And she tells me that having thought through all of the many blessings that she could ask for the Lord, ask him to provide for her little boy, she in the end decided to ask for one thing alone, and that was the gift of faith. Thanks be to God, the Lord heard her prayer. But that insight, that heart that longs for what matters the most, that is the insight that our Lord is speaking of in the gospel, that sees communion with God as that greatest gift of all, a desire for God which overrides, is greater than, and runs deeper in the soul than the desire for anything else, even health or wisdom or any talent you can imagine. To want to know the Lord our God, to want to be in communion with him. My brothers and sisters, pray to the Lord for an increase of that gift of holy faith, that desire for the Lord our God, that we may truly, within our souls, be counted by the Lord as members of the Communio Sanctorum, the communion of the holy ones who desire to be with him for all eternity. God bless you all.